finish my work.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I can tell you on day 27 what is going to occur on day 28, how these individual cells know what their role and what their job is going to do and how, what they're going to be producing. We have no idea. It's the science of cell differentiation. We can observe it, but how these cells know it, we have no clue. So we're going to educate everybody, but we're also going to provide everybody with scripture because this is a spiritual battle. And we're going to give you the scriptures where God has relationship with us and we have a duty to defend that image of God and to preserve life.
Now, Tim Tebow, of course, won the Heisman Trophy, and his mom had come to town, and I got a chance to meet her, and she said over, I guess it's close to 50,000 babies that could have won the Heisman Trophy. No, maybe it was 50. I don't know how many, but anyway, a whole lot of babies have been aborted that could have won the Heisman Trophy potentially. And she was told by, they were missionaries over, I think in Africa. And the doctor over there said, abort. Luckily, blessedly, they did not listen to that doctor. I have a friend of mine in town who owned a nursing home company, and he said he and his wife were told by their doctor in New York State to abort their son, Tommy. And they considered it, but they're praying Catholics, Christians, they prayed about it, said, no, we're going to have a... Well, Tommy ended up going to St. Ed's in Vero Beach, Florida, and became the valedictorian.
Yeah, we are here protecting the individuals. We're here to provide the gospel and forgiveness to moms and dads and provide them with the truth. But I really feel that the future of the United States and our country lays in how we respond to the issue of abortion. You look at Judges 3, 4, 5, and 6, and over again you see, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of their enemy. The Lord strengthened their enemy so that he could defeat the children of Israel. They were taken into captivity. Doing evil in the sight of the Lord, we have allowed and permitted the killing of 63 million babies created in the image of God here in the United States. That is every man, woman, and child in California, plus every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida. Clearly, that is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. So we are trying to protect this nation, that as a dad, I want to provide my kids with the same freedoms and safety that this country provided me. We're doing this not only to defend the individuals, but to provide that shining light on the hill that Reagan referred to as the United States. Because at what point will God say, you know what, that is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. You're not just on your own. I will strengthen your enemies. But we need to preserve this nation.
Well, even in the Mideast, of course, there was Baal. They worshipped Baal, and they would put these statues in the fire till they became red hot, and they put their brand new living babies as a sacrifice into the hands of Baal. Then we had Moses, who was going to be born as the great emancipator. And what happened there? They tried to kill all the babies before that. And then, of course, Jesus was prophesied to come, the promised Messiah, the love of God incarnate, and they tried to kill all the babies then. It's the same damn devil rearing its head again and again.
It's just one of the tools of Satan. I mean, Satan doesn't have to come up with a new tool. You look at how he will use deception. You'll look at how he uses sexual evil and temptation. If something works, you keep using it because it's successful. And for thousands of years, satanic, demonic forces have attacked that image of God, have attacked the babies still in the womb. They are the most vulnerable. They are the most innocent. And we know that God, you know, Jesus came down for all of us. He lived a perfect life. He gave his life for us. And then 3 days later, he conquered death and rose again. For who? For all sinners. That's all of us. But when you look at Psalm 51:5, Psalm 51:5 says that, yes, yea, I was a sinner from birth. I was a sinner from the time my mother conceived me. So Jesus did all that for all sinners, and we were sinned not just from birth, but from the moment of conception, then God loved us all enough, and Jesus did all that for us, for the sinners that are still in the womb. So if God loves the preborn that much in the womb, then we need to do everything we can to defend the lives of the preborn created in the image of God at that moment of conception, who are my patients.
It's in the scriptures, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew your name. Where's that in the scripture? I forget.
Jeremiah 1:5.
Yes, Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew your name. I wanted to know if somebody's out there, the Lord says in the Old Testament, says if you see evil and do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, then the blood will not be on your hands. So God is absolutely saying we must get involved. We must take action. If somebody wants to participate in this, I guess they can contact CareNet and participate with them financially. Is there any specific books or websites you would recommend? Now, you have a website yourself, right?
We have a website, and we have hundreds of videos up on YouTube and available through our website, which is prolifedoc.org, where you can get the training. You can go to the website of carenetchampions.org, and you can get tickets for the event. It's going to be a powerful event. I always have an amazing time sharing this information because people have new tools that they didn't even know existed. We want to motivate them. We want to provide them with tools that they can use. And we also want to provide this information to the pastors, because the pastors, to whom much is given, much is required. And as a pastor, if you've been given these tools and you're not using them to defend the preborn in the womb, shame on you. And there are some who are going to go before Jesus someday, and he's going to say, hey, depart from me, I never knew you. So even if you might profess that, well, I go to church, it's all about what you did as far as accepting Jesus as your Savior. But we're also obligated to provide kingdom service here on earth, because someday we're all going to die. That's my doctor advice for all of you. Unless Jesus comes before then, every one of us is going to die. And if we're saved, we're going to go before Jesus, and we're going to be in heaven, and we're going to go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But then we're going to think about, what did I do for kingdom service while I was here on earth? And what should the goal be for all of us here on earth? Hear Jesus, look us in the eye and say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that's my goal here on earth, to take the tools that I've been blessed with to be an OBGYN and use them for kingdom service and defend God's preborn in the womb and provide the instruction for healing and forgiveness for all men and women who have been involved in abortion.
Well, I think we need to obey the Lord, and we need to be pro-life. I know for many years I would not protest because I thought it was in vain. Because I realized that people cannot know, you can't have a spiritual warfare with intellect, because the Bible clearly says the mind of man is enmity with Christ. And that's, about last year, though, I found out that statistically, if you go to one of these abortion clinics, which I did do finally a number of times, and you protest, oftentimes the women going in, and I read 80% of the time, if there's someone's there saying, we love you, don't do this, we love you, nicely, they'll get inside and they'll turn around and not get the abortion. Or you'll get a loudmouth, I understand, yelling outside, and they say, why are you doing that? Because they hear you in the waiting room, and some have turned about there. Now, the only negative thing is that we're still going to do that, but what really frightens me, I guess. I'm not really frightened. I'm not a frightened man, but what concerns me is this fact of this pill. How are we going to fight this pill, which makes it so easy to kill your child?
Yeah, the pill is now responsible for 54% of all the abortions. In a lot of states, it's available mail order. And so that's all we have to educate, that, you know, there's the abortion pill and then there's the morning after pill. Both are evil. The morning after pill is indicated for the morning after a woman has had intercourse, and it'll force her to have a menstrual cycle. woman doesn't even know if she's pregnant. Her pregnancy test wouldn't even be positive, but it's still evil. The abortion pill is 98% effective in killing a baby in the womb up to 10 weeks gestation. Most ultrasounds, first ultrasounds that we do in our office for moms, where you can hear the heart beating, see the fingers and the toes, are 6 or 7 weeks. But the abortion pill will 98% of the time kill that baby. But the abortion pill is also dangerous for moms. Why? Because the number one pregnancy-related cause of death in women in the United States is still a ruptured tubal pregnancy. And a pregnancy will be ectopic about 1% of the time. When a woman is ordering the abortion pill, receiving the abortion pill, and not even having an ultrasound to show where the pregnancy is, 1% of the time that pregnancy is going to be ectopic. And moms can get hurt and moms can die. We are already seeing more cases of moms who were told when they took the abortion pill, ma'am, you're going to have bleeding, cramping, and pain. Well, what are the symptoms of a rupturing tubal pregnancy? Bleeding, cramping, and pain. The symptoms are the same. How is a woman supposed to know? So we are compromising the health of women just with the goal of we want to get the abortion. Look past the risk to the moms. We just want to get that abortion. And so it is evil. It is evil for the attacking the baby, but also there are risks to the moms. And so many of them have horror stories of passing these babies. Usually, sadly, they're alone. They're at home in their apartment. They haven't told their friends. They haven't told their parents. They don't want anybody to know. And they're dealing with this by themselves as they're bleeding and cramping. And that's what's so sad. But we want to let these moms know about the dangers of the abortion pill. Let them know about the blessings of having a child, regardless of the circumstances, and to have centers like this CareNet Center meet their needs, counsel them, and meet their physical needs. They will help provide them with housing and counseling and food and clothing to meet their needs. That's the role of the church, to treat your neighbor as yourself. When Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And that's what this CareNet facility is doing, is treating our neighbor as ourself. Donating blood is treating your neighbor as yourself. If your neighbor needed blood, you'd be happy to donate blood. Well, we can use your donated blood. If it's O negative blood, we can use your blood, transfuse it directly into the umbilical cord of a baby in the womb, and save that baby's life. So the preborn are your neighbor, and we need to treat those neighbors as ourselves.
All right, so just about a little over half an hour ago, Dr. William Lyle brought another baby into this world. Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Lyle. And he'll be live and in person for the 39th annual fundraising dinner banquet for CareNet Pregnancy Center in Indian River County. You can participate and save lives with prayer and by attending this and making donations to CareNet. Again, that's coming up. The date is Friday, November 17th, 2023 at 6 p.m. I look forward to giving you a brotherly hug when I see you, Dr. William Lyle. Thank you for what you're doing. May God bless and be with you and direct your footsteps always.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor to be able to practice obstetrics. It's an honor to be able to serve my Lord and be on with your show and to be able to speak on November 17th. So God bless you, my brother.
You too. Thank you, sir. Thank you,
you're welcome.
Goodbye-bye.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 or visit bathroomgrabbarspecialist.com.